I wish you to acknowledge that you're an Aboriginal man today, always has been, and it always will be Aboriginal land. I pay respect to my elders, those who have passed before me, and those still present with me today. Very special welcome today to one of my favourite people in the world, Aunty Patsy Cameron. Family of the great Magdalena, who sought a treaty for our people, but was never honoured. Also welcome to Aunty Brenda. To our four nations of people, Hobart and South. The Luluquani people, way down as far as Research Bay. The Noni people at Bruny Island, where our beautiful Truganini lived and grew up. Moorneena people of Hobart. And the people on whose land we all stand today. The Malakadi people, the people of the Huon Valley. Big welcome today to our Premier, Your Honourable Mr. Will Hodgman and Mr. Roger Yench. Did Roger come? No, yep, welcome Roger. Minister for many portfolios, but here today wearing your Minister for Aboriginal Affairs cap. We're delighted that you could share with us today this very special occasion of our first festival. It won't be our last and we'll need more money next year. Today we share with you some of our culture and we very proudly welcome to Tasmania Mr. Bruce Pascoe. Bruce is a writer who comes from Tasmanian, Bunurong and Nguyen background. His book, Dark Emu, has turned established history upside down. To distract from the obvious truth of the book and its social and political impact, we see media of late from those who wish to deny Aboriginal people their rightful place in Australian society. They do this by attacking the man and not his work. Their attack on his Aboriginality comes while Bruce was fighting fires, saving lives and homes in his local community. They wrote that he couldn't be contacted on his phone or his email for 8 days. Possibly they may have thought you were holidaying in Hawaii, Bruce. We as Tasmanian Aboriginal people experience the denial of our identity on a regular basis, so we understand the torments associated with that. We are today very privileged and honoured, Bruce, that you're able to join us for our first festival, given the horrific situation you've recently faced with your country on fire. We're extremely grateful for your presence, and we wish you and your community all the best on your long journey to recovery. Balawini is the Aboriginal name for red ochre. Balawini is an ochre used for celebration. Aunty Patsy brought some today. Thank you for that. You all probably have that mark because this is a celebration. It was not shared, it was not traded as other ochres were. It was used only for important ceremony, such as marriages, births and deaths. Balawini has a very spiritual meaning to our people. So unlike Balawini the ochre, today we intend to share Balawini the festival with all of you. Speaking of ochres, I recall some of my earliest memories as a small child of about 4 or 5 and my grandmother, Florence Cohen, taking me on what I recall to be a very long walk to collect this substance she called whitening. She carried 2 old paint tins and hand in hand watching out for snakes, off we'd set into the bush. We'd get to this place after what seemed like a really long time when I was little, and there in the bank was her whitening. I now know that place to be a quarry. She would fill up her paint tins with sticky substances, one white, one orange, and back home we would go. This is where it got exciting for me. When we got back home, Grandma would take some of the sticky substance and mix it with a bit of water, and I was allowed to paint the big old black dirty fireplace and the hob. The white for inside the fireplace and the red for the hob. It wasn't until years later that I was introduced to an ochre quarry and I found some whitening. It was only then that I realised that what we'd been collecting all those years was ochre. I held that ochre in my hand, I closed my eyes, and I was right back there painting that fireplace 60 years ago with my grandma. I've searched the property many times since that day, and I can't find the quarry. Perhaps my walk was shorter than I perceived it to be as a child. Perhaps it was longer. Perhaps the quarry is no longer there. However, things are not always as they seem. I believe that the quarry still exists. It's still there. It just exists now under different circumstances. Very much like our people. We exist, but our existence now is dominated by a different and sometimes dangerous culture. After invasion and the devastating Black War, where many of our people died, like the ochre quarry, we began to disguise ourselves or hide from this dangerous existence, purely just to save ourselves. I believe that one day, the quarry will reveal itself again in all its splendour, but only when the world deserves it, has earned it, and can take care of it. The quarry may look different on its return, but it will still be ochre. Don't judge. Aboriginal people continue to be judged at every turn, especially the colour of our skin, as Bruce would know. There's an old saying, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. It's the same deal, people. You can take the black out of our skins, but you can't take it out of our hearts. Aboriginal people cannot wait another 200 years to come out of hiding. Today, our once silent generations are not so silent. We do have a voice. We do and are heard. When our country was invaded, and it was an invasion, it wasn't a settlement, and it wasn't a discovery, as stated in our history, and still disgracefully taught to our children today, it was an invasion. And with that invasion, our voices were silenced. And not being able to understand the language of this new dominant culture, it not only silenced us, it controlled us. Our voices for 200 years have been a mere whisper. We are the sovereign owners of this country. There's been no treaty with us. We have never ceded our sovereignty. Captain Cook declared the legal lie that our land was a terra nullius, a wasteland and unoccupied, he said. Our humanity was denied. And the truth is that cultural and physical genocide was attempted against us. And yes, the land was made vacant as they rounded up our people like their sheep and their cattle, and they put them in concentration camps that they like to call Aboriginal missions, where most of our people died. And so began the historical lie that Australia was peacefully settled. Cook was a liar. Still today, only a few weeks ago, a little boy came home from school to one of our staff members and he said to his grandma, "What did you learn today at school?" What she said to him, "What did you learn today at school?" And his reply, bless his little heart, "I learned all about Captain Cook today, Grandma, and how he found Australia." He was 6 years old and he was in one of our local schools. It's not good enough. What we instill in our children from our early learning years becomes their truth, their trust in the adults they learn from. What they are taught today cultivates their ideas and influences their little moral compasses for life. These children will one day be our leaders. They must be educated with the truth, both good and bad. And we do have both. You tell yourself, but I'm sure they are. I'm sure my children in school today are being taught the truth. Well, you might want to check that with your child's teachers and find out what they actually believe themselves, because what they believe and what they were taught is perhaps not right. Today, people, we still have a long road to travel, but unlike the Opakori, we will not hide. There are still many injustices towards our people, and the battle won't be over until one day we all walk hand in hand together in harmony and peace on this beautiful country we all have to call home. Only when the truth is told can we heal. Thank you to Reconciliation Taz and our sponsors for the Balawini Festival. This would not have happened without you. As I mentioned earlier, issues of identity for Aboriginal people in Tasmania are complicated and much due to lack of education. What you're about to hear is the result of taking kids on country in an education program run by CTAC and encouraging them to embrace their culture and to be who they really are. Please welcome Tom with a poem of his experience on country.
Today, we meet on Aboriginal land, our land, honouring our ancestors, singing song in Malopi language, listening to stories of the past. We feel confused, sad and physically sick, thinking about the horrifying things our people endured. Would the trauma of the past be too heavy for us to bear? The thought of it is terrifying. Yet here we are, our community, watching the black swans drift peacefully through the shards of sunlight as we stand together on the shores of Truganini's Lagoon. We look around, all of us together, connected by who we are, Aboriginal people. Pride and passion fills our hearts, us young ones are the future. Feeling lucky to be at home, our courage and strong spirit will forever connect us. To each other, to our ancestors, our hearts are full of pride and gratitude.